So I reckon you guys have been too harsh on this young man from day dot.
Oh,
I've loved the way this young man's played.
If he was playing for the Crows, you would have sacked him.
Not at all. Not at all. Because he's got his footy IQ is outstanding.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's, The
Friday
Bump.
Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.
Oh, am I looking forward to the bump this week? Port Adelaide under siege, undermanned, had their best win of the season. Unbelievable. As opposed to the Crows, their own coach said, I couldn't even watch them. He said, members, don't even watch that garbage, he said. This week, I want to talk about Todd Marshall. I want to talk about Jordan DeGoey.
What do you want to talk about Todd Marshall?
I'll get to that in a minute. I want to talk about Jordan DeGoey.
The bloke you've written off for 6 years, Todd Marshall.
Well, for good reason.
And what are we going to talk about the Crows about?
Don't know. We'll get to that. We'll make up something.
List management.
Don't go there.
Well, what do you mean, don't go there?
Well, you can if you want. It's not my show. You can talk about what you like. And we've got a fella here signing the visitor's book.
Signing the visitor's book.
Hello, Limo.
Okay. It's lovely to be with you. I've been in Bali for the last week with Jordan DeGoey, and I'll tell you what, I've got some juice for you lot. Not even the tip of the iceberg's been reported. We had a belter on
you. Looking forward to that.
Was it your breast he was trying to expose?
I'll tell you what, I have got man boobs at the moment.
Righto, let's rip into it. Port Adelaide were good, though. I thought, quite seriously, as a mad red hot Port man, I couldn't back him. I thought, with the four outs before the game and then Buddy's back for Sydney, and then lost two players to injury during the game. But I thought it was a great effort.
They looked in trouble 5-10 minutes in. Sydney were on fire, it just all switched. Mm. Their pressure was enormous. Sydney didn't know how to cope with it, and they didn't fire a shot after that. And Port just went better and better and harder and played their best game of the season.
Their pressure inside 50, forward 50. We spoke about it pre-game on Triple M about bit concerned they might have gone a bit tall and where their forward 50 pressure was going to come from. But they were unbelievable. And that's the best pressure I've seen Port Adelaide put on a side. And as you said, it wasn't until probably about the 10-minute mark where they decided to do it. But I just love the way they played. They were exciting. They kept coming back through the corridor. Mm. Made a few mistakes early and it cost them shots on goal against. But they kept going. They kept trying. And they kept taking. Went on turnover. They played on quick. Back through the corridor. That's why their forwards got such good looks at it throughout the day. And you spoke about Marshall at the top of the show. That's why he got good looks at it. Thought Finn Layson, when Tickle went down and he went into the ruck, his follow-up stuff, I reckon it changed the game again in that third quarter. I think it was a complete performance by Port.
I didn't think Marshall was going to get there. I'll put my hand up. I thought he was just a little bit soft and just couldn't quite get the job done. But he has actually clicked this year.
Yep.
And maybe Dixon out put him right with nowhere to hide, and he had to improve. But he's actually starting to be stronger in the contest, and he's doing it more often. And maybe now Port are going to have two good forwards.
So when you say soft, I think I know what you mean. I reckon he gets pushed aside.
In the contest?
Yeah, but then he doesn't lack courage. If you remember, it was the prelim against Richmond when he absolutely put his body on the line for the team. Mm. And you thought that night, gee, this lad's courageous. Like, he'll put his head where he shouldn't. But Roo, I think he does just sometimes still get pushed off a bit too easily. But he's getting better at it, isn't he?
He's better. And like, when Charlie's in the side, he's going to get the second best tall as well now. So he might actually be better. Well, he will be better with Charlie in there. They're not going to go to him as much, but he might get a better look. He was on Rampy on the weekend. Yeah. They got the third sort of tall. And,
but he's an outstanding defender, Rampy.
Yeah, but he's on the way out, I reckon. Oh, he's been rough this year.
I don't think you can take that away from Marshall. I thought he was.
No, I'm not taking away. I'm giving him a rap. But he didn't get the best tall, did he, on the weekend? So two of the McCartan brothers went to the other two talls. And you'd say
very good team performance. But I want to go back in time. You know, when there has been criticism of Todd Marshall, and I've been in that bracket as well, it's when he's had four touches and a couple of weeks in a row. You're still allowed to criticise those efforts.
You are, but you can't win 6 years for
these guys. But when a bloke plays a good game, you can't go, oh, well, you were wrong with that, weren't you? Because, no, you weren't wrong.
Forwards are only as good as their midfield dits. And if your midfield's not functioning, your forward line's going to be starved of opportunities. So I reckon you guys have been too harsh on this young man from day dot.
I've
loved the way this young man's played.
If he was playing with Crows, you would have sacked him.
Not at all. Not at all. Because his footy IQ is outstanding.
No, it is.
So he's the only one you wouldn't have sacked.
I don't care who you are. Four touches in an AFL game of football is not enough. I don't care what position you're playing.
Port Adelaide's midfield's been pretty good for a number of years.
And he did it quite a few times, to be honest. That's why he was criticised. I'm just being honest with you. And now he's performing and he's producing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're a fan, Dits, obviously, Todd Marshall.
Yeah.
You're in his corner.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm just desperate for Todd Marshall to get four touches this week to see what Dits says next week.
Quick as he fell asleep in the creek bed at Arndorf.
I will assess it on that performance. I don't like people that say it and go, well, you were wrong about him.
We all agreed.
I think we can put our hand up. We have all been...
Hey, don't...
I'll forget about you then.
Well, don't, because I've never been critical.
I'll put my hand up and say I haven't been positive on him.
Neither have I.
Yeah, but would you agree, though, they've given him a lot of chances? Hell of a lot of games.
That's the point. You have to.
You've got to back him in.
Mm. All right. Who would have you played for the last few years if you didn't play him?
Well, that's a good question. I honestly don't know.
Who have you got in the sandful? Magpies.
Well, George Yoder's been out of the side.
Yeah,
the last few years.
Anyway.
They did a good job. Can they keep doing it?
Well, best performance of the year. Is it time to re-sign Ken Hinckley? There's a few other people sniffing around, bro. You don't want to let him go to GWS.
Sign him before someone gets him.
He's in contract.
They were Norton 5 Ditch. Yeah. He's done a very good job the last couple of months with that group. Yeah. The players love him.
Their form over the last 8 weeks has been nearly the best.
I think
in
it's
the
another 5-year contract coming from Koshy.
Do you?
Five? He's got next year. Why
can
not
you
just
be my manager?
It?
With that sort of logic, it'll get me re-signed with you.
I can't even get one myself.
Serious question for the footballers in the room, though. Port have been truly woeful at times this year.
Only at the start of the year.
And they were good now. What's the difference? What's going on?
Well, Ken Hinckley said on the weekend it's all about their team defence. If you believe Ken Hinckley, that's the difference. But
isn't it in the head though?
Team defence is a bit in the head.
Yep, it
because
is.
It's about what you're willing to commit and concentrate and do your role for the team. That's what team is. And if you have a weak link in a zone, it's like a chain. They find the weak link. They find the gap in the zone. They go straight through it and get a goal.
Now I want to mention a word here: injuries. Now, every side gets them, I get that, but it's who's injured and when they're injured and how many are out at the same time. Port's first 5 or 6 weeks were horrendous with injury.
You had some of your top six out.
And we lost to the Crows by a kick, lost to Carlton by a kick.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying the coulda, woulda, shoulda, but it could have been different.
No, we said that.
But it was injury.
Geelong, Chris Scott said that last night on 360. He said, if you don't have your key players playing and up and about, you're going to be in for a long year.
We said that when Port played Melbourne and Port had heaps of players out, Melbourne had no one out. We said if Gawn, Petraka and Oliver are out and Port Adelaide had Dixon, whoever else was out at the time,
Great job without Boakey too.
Yeah,
no, he's been your best player this year. That was a great win. That goes down as one of your best wins.
Rosie's best game of the year, I reckon.
You loved him, didn't you?
He's played better each week.
He's
showing that zip, isn't he? When he gets the ball.
Yeah, he's got speed from the contest.
They actually looked faster on the weekend. The guys they brought in and everyone just looked up on their toes.
We've only seen a quarter and a bit. Can Teagle play moving forward?
Yep, I like him.
I thought he showed
there's something
a bit
about him. Very good. In that Sandford game, I thought, oh, hello. And that was only nothing against Centrals. But hang on. Does he gets re-signed down there now? I'm just talking. Boakey, does he get another contract?
Gets another year.
Yeah.
I think at that age.
Is there a lot of players down there that are going to get just another year? Do you reckon?
I think so.
If Kenny stays on.
He can still win it. I mean, Boakey's a good influence on the younger players.
Yeah, I agree.
You'd absolutely have to sign him for another year. He's been their best player.
Mm. Yep, he has to play.
He's in. Absolutely. Yep. Robbie Gray?
Look, that's a big question mark.
That's a good question.
He looks a bit wonky.
We all love Robbie Gray, no doubt about that. Love him. But where's his body at right now?
Oh, it's cooked.
Maybe the next few weeks are important.
Yeah. For him.
Depends if they have to find 800 for Jason Owen Francis or not.
Oh, you're just throwing that in for
Well, you know, and
a million for Jordan
and
DeGoey.
Is everyone coming
aboard? Who else you going to get?
Actually,
Clarkson. McStay, I heard you're getting
Clarkson's
him as well.
Coming.
Yeah.
You're going Clarko.
Clarkson, McStay, DeGoey, and Horn Francis.
Buckley's bloody in the coach.
It's a destination club.
Hang on. Isn't Bucks going to be an assistant to Clarko? Is that what?
Yeah, right. Where's Alan Scott when you need him?
And James Rowe. You'll get
James
him.
Rowe, Jimmy
he
Rowe.
Wants out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
No, hello.
Whoops. It's a big story.
Oh,
all right, do you want to move on to the Crows now? Have we said enough
not
about
really.
Port
Adelaide? Hey, but hang on, wasn't there a Jordan Dugowie rumour?
Yeah,
dropped
what you
on
hear,
Triple M breakfast.
I thought we were going to get to that later after the Crows, but we might as well talk
just
about it.
Talk
now.
About it.
Where did you get that from?
Yeah, I can't.
Can you just repeat what
I'm
you said?
I'm led to believe that a couple of months ago, I think Port Adelaide inquired about the future of Jordan Dugowie.
With the last
and
week.
And then John Ralph mentioned it just in recent days as well on
the
couch.
On the couch last night.
So wow. If John Ralph's talking about it in Melbourne as well, yeah. He's heard the whispers.
Let's hear what John Ralph said on the Brekkie Show this morning.
Yeah, waiting in the wings. And yet I would have thought they would feel they had very little chance to secure him. Until this weekend, it seemed like those Collingwood negotiations were going along swimmingly. He was playing great football and he was a model citizen, according to his president. Well, all of that, of course, has changed depending upon your interpretation of it. But you know, I think the fact Collingwood has now officially withdrawn an offer to him means that probably at best he might get $1.6 million guaranteed from the Pies. And I just think that opens the conversation for clubs like St Kilda and Essendon and Port Adelaide to at least knock on his door and say, hey, would you consider us? Ken Hinckley was pretty clear, you know, that we absolutely want talented players. You've got to do your due diligence on them. But I just think he's the perfect player in terms of their system. Now, all of the off-field issues are absolutely relevant. But if you were at Port Adelaide, you're thinking, we want to bring in a stoppage beast who can kick goals. Well, Jordan Ngoe is probably the best of them available on the open market.
Wow. I think they've made an inquiry. Now, that was a while ago. Would they still make inquiries now after what's happened?
The last week, does that put you off? Does that put you as a...
Oh, I ask everyone else.
Well, he is. I mean, let's be... He is the AFL's response to Schappell Corby. look at what he's done.
Now, Bernie, I put you in the party boy category.
Yeah.
But... You don't go to Bali when you got a 4-day break. I don't care who you are, which club you are. You do not go to. Forget what he did over there. Yeah. Why was he in Bali?
But that's not his fault. That's the club's fault.
Yeah,
club's
but that's stupid.
Because he asked for permission and the club said yes.
Of course you can. Yeah, but then if the club says no, he feels up about the club not letting him go. I think there's a part of responsibility of a player. And I've never ever has it crossed my mind to go overseas. I know it's Bali and that's probably the closest thing.
I just think it's stupid.
It's one of the sillier decisions I've heard of. And you know, he didn't do that much wrong, really.
Darcy Moore went there.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be there either.
I don't think any player should go on a 4-day break.
Jamie
what about
Elliott went.
Coming back? Like, flights can be delayed. You can you miss training.
Do you know what? Barley belly.
Yeah, all
sorts
sort
of
stuff.
Yep. Anything can happen.
But Jordan, what do you expect? I blame the club. What do you expect Jordan Dugowie to do in Barley? He's not going to rescue dogs and visit temples.
No, I know.
He trained with the Barley
he's
Geckos.
The poor,
he's
the
hitting
the Barley Geckos.
He's hitting the clubs, mate.
Dustin played for them, didn't he?
And he ain't sleeping.
He's making the most of it.
He may have only had one sleep in his 4 days.
So
if I'm Port Adelaide,
don't
touch him.
I think don't touch him. But then again, we know in time there have been some bad boys and they're match winners.
Yeah, when do you mature? Because Dusty at 26 was probably still borderline.
Yeah, he made a couple of blues early on.
I think
when he was up for a free agent, Dusty Martin, there was people that wouldn't have touched him at that time. And then he won... 3 Norm Smith medals.
I just think match winners, X factors like Jordan Dugowie, they're not born every day. I think he's the value to any club.
So
I think you can have a chat to him and get. I know I'm not saying the leadership at Collingwood's poor, but I think in a new environment, if he was coming to my club, I'm putting my hand up. If I'm coaching whoever, I'm putting my hand up and backing my program in to get him right because he's a player. That can win games off his own boot.
Yeah,
he's had his ups and downs.
He's made some
bad decisions.
He's a hit and miss player. He's overrated. I can't believe the fanfare this bloke gets.
Ruse said on our show he's second to Dusty Martin
in that type
category.
Of player.
No, you get him right. You get him training right. You get him in the right environment. I think he's got
third,
so much upside.
Okay.
He's got upside. I reckon if clubs are turning their heads after what happened on the weekend.
So why did Collingwood withdraw their contract?
Well, they've obviously had enough.
Why is that?
They put trust in him to go over there, and he's burnt him.
Done his dash.
Really. But
and they've got a bit of form on at the club at the moment with what happened with the racism stuff and then with Jordan, what he did last year. So they know more than anyone whether they can give him another contract or not. So if they've pulled it.
Have you read about the other two boys today as well?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened there?
Sexist or rating rating women on TikTok.
Yeah.
Jack Ginnivan and Quainor.
Isaac.
Yeah, laying in bed just going through different women and rating them.
What happened there? Ranking ladies.
They posted on TikTok, so it's I haven't got TikTok, but
it's going around the world. So at the moment, they're all doing it. That club's been through. You've got to be squeaky clean. That's all.
Well, they'd have sponsors just ringing up. Their head of commercial there, and their CEO would be spending so much time at the moment dealing with issues with DeGoey and their chairman, and they'd have board members, and that'd be. They'd be doing so much work behind the scenes.
Can't you spin it into a positive? Surely Red Bull are all over DeGoey. That's a great ad. Well, come on.
That's a big decision. If you take Bernie's approach and take him on and he doesn't have any matures and does a Dusty Martin and doesn't get any indiscretions for the next 6 years, you're a hero. If you bring him in and he does it again next year and makes another mistake, you look like an idiot for taking it on the first place. It's a 50-50 decision.
I think the risk is worth it, in my eyes, but I'm a bit of a risk taker.
Yeah.
Does anyone here know him? Have you had anything to do with him?
No.
They tell me he's fantastic with kids. Absolutely fantastic. Let's buy him a kindergarten then.
If you're looking for a babysitter,
can mix the formula.
If you go to Bali, he'll mind the kids.
Like,
he's very good at cheating
Bali dits. How are the kids? I left them at Potato Head, but I'll go and pick them up.
If Port Adelaide can get him a child minding centre in the deal,
he'd be fantastic.
Like they used to get, what they get Gavin McDonald's, didn't they? When we got Wangan.
He's right. Okay.
He's
basically Mrs. Doubtfire. Really.
If he's good with kids, he's in.
He's very good with young kids. So just good on him.
And it shows in the media, like the stuff he's done. Just a bit socially dumb. Just not really.
So socially dumb.
No street smarts.
You're taking him out of Port Adelaide.
Yes or no, Dits? I can't decide.
Because you'd have to get him out of Collingwood, you'd have to offer 5 years and $1 million.
Yeah.
When was the last time a club took a chance on a player like this?
Dusty Martin signed for 7 years.
I know, but he was already at Richmond.
Yeah.
Like changing clubs to take a risk.
Like a wayward star.
Yeah.
Was Buddy wayward?
Yeah, would you put Buddy in that category?
Not really.
Nah.
I mean, Hawthorn weren't true. Hawthorn were desperate to keep
Ben Cousins went to Richmond.
Yeah. That's probably one.
That was a short deal on not much.
That was, yeah.
Not a free agent. Is that what you're saying? Like a big long-term deal.
And he behaved himself there. Shaved every hair off his body at one point. That was weird, wasn't it?
Have you tried that, Limo? You better go on down that path.
Got into swimming or something.
Yeah. So, Ditch, you're a no? I can't decide.
Oh, you've got to decide because you're ahead of recruiting.
Be off the back
management.
Of an interview. You want to chat to him and sit him down and ask him whether he's willing to change or he's willing to. But of course, Bernie, he's going to say yes. What but you got to read.
Yeah, but that's exactly what he would have said to Collingwood after New York.
I reckon I could chat to
him. You do it. I'm a no. I wouldn't touch him, but he's great with kids.
I'd have to, it'd be a process. I wouldn't just say yes, but I'm willing to go through that.
He's going to have to live with you.
Yep.
You're now list manager. He's going to have to live with you. He's going to have to do what Damien Hardwick did with Shai Bolton.
Yeah, you can live with me, look after the kids.
He's great with the kids. Yeah, yeah, there you go. He's six of them.
I feel like he's popular.
Going out tonight.
I feel like he's popular in the playing group. Like, it's not like he's a knob who his teammates don't like. They like him.
Yeah.
He's a popular
bloke. There's plenty of blokes who actually are good blokes who make bad decisions after a few beers.
I've never met one.
The senior players would be frustrated as hell because they're spending all their time, it's like in leadership meetings and they'd be spending all their time on him, and in the end you get sick of it and you go, you know what, I'm sick of this. Get rid of him. Because
it's a tough call.
So, Dits, have you got a final decision on that?
I'll give you a decision by the end.
Let's go interview him, Dits.
No, he's going to St Kilda. That's what they said last night.
All right. Now, the Crows on the weekend. Accuracy, again, a problem.
Well, not just accuracy on goal. The bigger issue was more field kicking.
Yeah, yeah.
They turned the ball over a lot on the weekend. First time they've done it in the back line, and it cost them a lot of goals.
They were 13 points down with
in the last quarter,
not long to go.
Like they, were a
they could
to
have
win.
Actually pinched that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the amount of, and I didn't see the full game live on Sunday, but I watched it Monday morning. The way people were talking, I was thinking, geez, they must have got smashed off the park. But geez, still in a winnable position.
You know, at three quarter time, Crows got that late goal and were within two goals. Was it?
Yeah, 13 points.
13 points. Yeah, and they were paying $29 at three quarter time. Not that I'm a punter, but they were paying $29 bucks and there was 13 points in it and they had the momentum and they were two players up.
Yep, four goals in the last 3 minutes or something put that score to bed. But the frustrating thing was, as you said, Roo, was the amount of missed kicks and over handball, crabbing backwards with the ball. I don't know how you fix that. But
well, they're low on confidence, aren't they? It's gone from goal kicking to all over the field.
Turning the ball over, like 13 goals, 7 I think it was, score from turnover, which is, that's high. That you can't win games. You can't win games off the back of that. They were lucky to be so close, really, but I don't know how you fix that. You can't go, oh,
senior players doing it as well as junior players.
Oh, everyone
too.
Was doing it. And you can't just go, right, we need a kick better. Like it's a tough thing. That's a time thing. I know senior players are doing it, but
well, it was everyone. It was contagious. They've all, you know, whether it was Brody Smith, Tom Doudet,
Brody Smith,
James Rowe, who's an experienced player, missed a couple. So it wasn't just the young kids. You can't blame that. It was across the board.
No, it wasn't. I'm not saying young kids either. I'm just saying everyone. It was Brody Smith made a couple of blues that I haven't seen him make blues.
And
like
Dawson
ever.
For the first time made one or two. Yeah. So it was across the board.
Doudet. I don't know. We had Matty Nix on last night, and he said it was just hard to watch. He couldn't find a positive way to watch it.
Now, Roo, this isn't a loaded question, but there are a lot of people asking this question online, and I've just read it again here. Is he coaching well?
I think he's been a good coach for the football club. At the moment, they're down on confidence, and I think, you know, 6 weeks ago, whenever it was when they beat the Bulldogs and beat Richmond, I thought they were going fantastically. And personally, I thought they were very, very good against Brisbane, St Kilda and Geelong. Mm. They just didn't finish in front of goals.
Yep.
Now, I am a broken record, like Nixie said. If you miss targets and turn the ball over, you've got no hope. Now, whether is that his fault? Have they not been doing the right training? From what I hear, they're training hard. Have they done plenty of goal kicking? Have they done it correctly? I've asked that question. Absolutely they have. Nixie said that. You can go through periods at any football club at any time, whether you're Melbourne right now or, you know, Sydney on the weekend or different clubs at different times. You have your 2, 3, 4 week bad periods. We've all been there and done that. The challenge for Matty Nix is to get him out of the rut. As Bernie said before, they did a lot of things right on the weekend. If they didn't turn the ball over, they probably would have won the game, but they did. So get their skills better, get their goal kicking better, and they're mixing it with the best sides in the competition. If you don't do that and you turn the ball over, you're no hope. Mm.
So Crouch, Laird, Keys through the midfield. Is it time to play Schoenberg, Saligo, and another in there?
Look. I can totally understand what you think about that. There must be a reason why they've stuck with it. On the weekend, they had Schoenberg, Cook, Chase Jones turn the game in the SNFL. They said in the midfield, maybe they'll give them a go this week. Did you ask Nixie last night?
Yeah, he didn't really answer. I asked him three times. In the end, I said specifically, will you put him out for him? But he just said it's more about the process and the group, but
coach speak.
He played the game very well. But I think
what did Jarzy call him, a politician?
Give Berry a crack in there and have a look what he's done. Like I think it's, and Saligo showed good glimpses again on the weekend. I just feel like it's time for, you know, Keys is part of your best 22, but get him. He can be half forward coming into the contest. I just reckon the best way to fast track these young kids is to get them in there playing because they're in and out of the side a lot of these guys and they don't really know where they're coming or going half the time, it feels.
So you don't rate him, Jars?
No, I didn't say that.
You called him a politician.
Yeah, yesterday he spoke a bit more like a politician.
What are politicians
do? Well, they fluff around, don't tell you what you want to hear. So, Nixie was honest and upfront, but he was just talking in circles.
All right, what was your little thing you slipped out just under your breath before James Rowe?
What did I say about that?
Just that he'd be at Port Adelaide next year.
You said something followed by oops.
Did I?
Yeah, that slipped out, I think, as the follow-up.
No, but just doing,
Say what you want to say. That's what the podcast is for.
No, I didn't. He's fine.
James Rowe wants out.
Yeah, he'd be waiting for a contract. Why did you say that?
He's just waiting for a contract.
Is he?
Yeah.
With Port.
How long would you sign him for? 3 or 4 years?
No. With anyone else?
Tell him to sign quickly because DeGoey's coming. Yeah. Toby Green's coming. Clarkson's coming.
But that's not my decision. That's your decision.
Where's the text on it? We haven't spoken about that for a while.
I don't know. Ask him.
Boy, but you said in the buy.
Tom Hawkins the buy's is not. Done. Tom Hawkins is not. No, they didn't. They said they'd start talking at the buy.
They're getting close, though, aren't they? They're getting close, aren't they?
I haven't asked. He didn't sign till July last year.
Talking to politicians.
I'm not going to tell you idiots every time they have a conversation.
Come on, what did you just say a minute ago? This is a podcast. This is what it's all.
And that was literally 10 seconds ago.
Sorry, different rules for us. Yeah.
He'll sign in the not-too-distant future. Tim Silvers has already told him that. Texas told the world that. What do you want, a blow-by-blow commentary?
But have you started talking? I've started talking. And him.
Well, how many are out of contract? How many are out of contract down there?
Not a lot.
I've signed most players down there.
Yeah, not a lot.
It's good. All right, in other footy news, Liam, I might throw this in your...
Why is it all right for Tom Hawkins and Travis Boak to be out of contract? And you don't worry about talking about that.
When's Port start negotiation with Boakey?
No idea.
Mr. Port Adelaide.
What's happening at Port Adelaide?
We need a bogey countdown.
Nah, there's mids everywhere.
There's mids everywhere.
Yeah, Key Ford's a tougher one.
Tom Hawkins is not signed. Why isn't Tom Hawkins signed?
We don't care about Adelaide. Why is Alistair Clarkson not signed?
I'll tell you why Tom Hawkins isn't signed. Because he's talking to the Crows. That's why.
Buddy Franklin's not signed.
Yeah, again, we're not a Sydney podcast.
Bloody hell.
We're Adelaide podcast. Speak the truth.
Yeah.
He's a politician.
Mr. Politician over here is trying to deflect away from
you. You are a politician.
Sorry, Mr. Marshall.
Rue Malinowskis over here.
Take
your shirt off.
Right, other footy news, biggest story this week.
Yes.
There's a team that has gone over 1,000 days without a win. Yeah, do you know how you chalk up your first win? You play against Jars's
Let's get started
so
right
Freeling,
into this.
Freeling took on Williston.
It was always going to go to his
head. And they lost 35 games in a row.
What?
And then they took on the mighty Williston, the Donnybrooks, this week at Williston.
At home.
You broke their drought for them.
Yes, sir.
Limo.
You played them back into form.
They haven't won for 1,064 days.
Yeah, all right. Why don't you say it again?
They haven't won for 1,064 days.
Is this the Nangwari Saints we're talking about?
No, that was 104 games.
Consecutive losses. That was since 2014.
Oh, that was
all those weeks where Jars rang up and said, have Thursday off. No, we got
the bye. Don't train this week. We got the bye. No one trained.
Talk about putting your eye up there. Take your eye off the ball.
There's a bookies inquiry. You need to get involved here as well.
No, he's got form of throw.
Plus, over 39 points.
Have a look at
Over 39. Yeah, okay.
That put it into the category where we all cleaned up.
So there's one to 39 and 39 plus. 39 plus. Don't mind.
It just happened to be 40.
It wasn't a good day. So coincidence, Bernie.
Yeah, I'm just
what's actually happening there? The wheel's fallen off?
I think slightly. There's a few bolts gone missing.
Hang on, Jars, just to get some perspective. The team that beat you were obviously bottom because they one forever.
Roger James is involved with the Freeling Football Club.
What's that got to do with
third?
Well, because he coached them last year and they were averaging a losing margin 160 points. But he stuck around.
You played him earlier in the year, though. How did that happen?
How do you beat them by 88 and then get pumped?
That's a great question, Lazy. Mm. It's a great question. Ask yourself that question.
You're sounding like a politician now.
Ask the coach. We were out-coached, out-played. And absolute give all credit to the Freeling Football Club.
I just want to know, how you took the loss. Were you sportsmanlike after the game or not?
They have hit a bit of a rough patch, and it's good for us to top it off. Knocking them off.
But in the opening round, they beat you by 88 points.
Was Jars carrying on the sidelines? Was he off yelling and berating players or anything?
No, I didn't see him too much after the game. I think he got away pretty quickly.
So he didn't rush over to shake hands and say, well,
who's that?
Who was the coach?
Yeah, Jono, the coach.
I passed on my regards through a text message through Roger James, as I don't have his number.
When I played in the country, you went up and your eyeballed and you shook their hand.
And
when
I celebrated,
and you had a beer with too good today.
No, I was celebrating.
Whereas you sent a text while doing 110 up the freeway.
Hang on, send a text to another
bloke.
It was
the 10-minute mark of the final quarter.
There's send all a text. Rubber on Main North Road.
Send a text to another bloke telling him to pass it on to the coach.
Pass it on, Fanning and Stitcher.
You couldn't find a bloody pigeon to deliver it.
I couldn't get in there to our change room because there was about 150 of them in there celebrating, and good on them. I stuck around the change rooms in our opposition change rooms. I couldn't get in. They started playing loud music and they were singing the club song 10 times.
I'm keeping a close eye on this.
I did hear. Freeling, God love, they name jars in their best as well.
Hey, and all the opposition coaches go up to your club room for a beer. So I was waiting for him upstairs with a beer, man. But he never rocked up.
You got out of there as quick as
no, I did anyway.
So you text him a beer emoji. That'll make up for it.
Yeah. I had a beer with him.
But hang on.
Through a third party.
Via Roger Jones. That's right.
Well done, send it to Roger. Freeling Footy Club. They'll win a few more games now.
Who you got this week?
We got a bye.
No training.
I'll tell you what, given your form, you could get beaten by the bye.
Don't want to see you this week. Jeez, why are you the same colours?
I saw a photo. Where we are. Six teams have got Nord colours.
Seriously, what was your coach assessment of the game?
Garbage.
What happened though?
We were garbage.
Well, give us more than that.
No, well,
listening to your show the other day, and he sent out. No wonder they lost. He sent out the team tactics and the team plan this week. He sent it to everyone that works at Triple M. You meant to send it to your footy team.
I did my mid-year review.
I got it.
Don't burn.
Why not? It's gone to everyone.
It's private. It's between me.
Well, why did you send it to everyone?
Pressed me fat fingers, press the wrong button.
Oh, get it up. What do you want? This is hilarious.
Don't burn.
Have you done a Riley O'Brien and sent it to Nick Natanui?
Hey, so the boss of PA at Triple M, she's doing push-ups and sit-ups and running around. She's running around the block, but no one at Freeling is. Or bloody, where is it? Wilson. Anyway,
great to catch up. So what do you want? Wrap this
first
up.
Gear.
On you.
Second gear.
Hey, Jazz, if it makes you feel any better, you've just reminded me. So my wife, right, when we were trying to get pregnant years ago, she had a calendar of the times, like an ovulation schedule, and she also worked at the project as a senior producer and used to send out the planning grid to everyone at Channel 10. One day she sends out her ovulation calendar to all staff at Channel 10.
There you go, Fabio.
So I'm in the lift one day and some might go, shouldn't you be home today?
She's had your boys go.
It happens.
Yeah.
She's done an Andrew Jarman.
She has. Well done.
I know, we've got the report.
Mid break review after 8 rounds in the seniors.
Don't even go there, mate.
Yeah. Go there.
First gear.
You're in first gear.
Well, we weren't in first
gear. We need to get back to playing quicker transition ball football.
Yeah, right.
Is that your plan A or plan B?
No, that's first gear.
Stop kicking the ball shallow.
Shallow.
What does that mean?
That means a small kick. You know, 55 metres.
Yeah, not deep enough.
If you kick it in that area there, you get killed.
Right. Second gear. Our press, kick-ins, defensive roles have dropped off.
Okay. We'll see you later.
All the defensive side's gone.
Points against are increasing.
Points against.
Points for are decreasing.
There's a bit of rocket science.
Our percentage is
keep going.
We're talking John what Kennedy.
This is
five of the next 8 games at home. I expect to win all 5.
Haven't you been losing at home lately?
That was our third loss at home this year.
What's happened to the fortress?
This is the best one. How he signs off. No more piss week excuses for not training. AJ.
What are you talking to yourself?
No. Are the standards dropping?
Hey, Jazz.
Hey?
Are the standards dropping?
No, not at all.
AJ's not coming?
Hey, Jazz, what's the worst excuse you've received for a bloke not coming to training?
Oh, he's dog ate his sunglasses.
He actually got that. He showed
his dog ate his sunglasses.
And a text message.
Why couldn't he train, though?
He had to take him to the vet to get him cut out.
What's the worst excuse you've had for the coach not rocking up there?
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Can't you don't really have it.
No, mate, I'm always there.
Stansbury to play
golf?
I get
on that Northern Expressway and I'm there.
What about the Stansbury golf day?
Well, that was to That's promote
work.
The show.
So that comes before Williston, does it?
No, not at all. Mate, we got the buy and we'll be training both nights and a Saturday morning session.
Oh. Three times.
Yes. Crack the whip. Look, and it'd be compulsory.
Are you upping the training loads?
I will be. Don't worry after Saturday.
We're going through a tough block.
But guess what? Laugh now. Laugh now. We've still got eight games to go. Oh. Laugh now. Hey,
we're going to keep a very close eye on the back nine.
We've come off a grand final loss. We've been up for 15 months.
It wasn't a loss. It was a capitulation. It was a choking. It was a pass.
I seem to pass out in a lot of things I do.
That's because your fitness is no
drinking's
good.
One.
No, it's not. In shut up. I'm a cricket. One of the table.
Oh, he's turning. Oh, he's turning.
Did he go there? And, Ditch, we were down at Harndorf way on the Sunday.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But you're much loved down there.
Oh, mate.
There's a plaque in the creek, mate.
He knocked off.
Right there.
He knocked off Snowy Carter for the mayor of Harndorf.
Oh,
it was a big scalp.
Yeah, so we actually all went and drove to the creek bed where you passed out.
Had a minute silence.
Mate, it's one of the very best places to look at the stars.
There's a big hole in the ground where I fell, isn't there?
We paid our respects.
They put us on there, replace your divots.
They've got a fence, the whole lot down there.
Let's wrap up this show.
It's getting out of control.
It's out of control.
What are you doing here anyway? Where have you been?
No, my gig got cancelled.
All right, you're listening to the bump. Enjoy the footy this week. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie,
Jars, Triple M's. The Friday Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.